Today is Friday, July 3rd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Happy day before the 4th of July, everyone. I wonder what everyone's doing. So Joe Batance called me, and he was like, oh, since it's my birthday tomorrow, I don't want to record throwing down. And I felt like such an idiot because of two things. First of all, I forgot that we had throwing down recording tomorrow because we just recorded during the Pride 48 Live weekend, and I completely forgot. And Dubious Intent, which recorded its last episode during Pride 48, I told Daniel, hey, let's not. So, you know, spoiler alert, everyone, but we're still going to do a podcast together. Daniel and I really enjoy podcasting together. We missed it. Well, I don't want to speak for him, but I missed it. I think he missed it as well. But we were talking and we just decided he was unhappy with the quality of the opening and closing theme music because he doesn't have the original like wave files or whatever. We only have MP3s and it's always bothered him. And, you know, he feels like Dubious Intent is a holdover from when he was doing it with other hosts. And he just said, hey, why don't we start something new? That's just you and I, we come up with a new name, new theme songs. You know, we may have new segments. We may have some of the same segments, whatever. But anyway, I had already told. So we're going to continue to stream live. We've been doing Dubious Intent at 9 p.m. 10 Eastern. I don't even remember now. I think it was 10 Eastern on Saturday evenings. And, we're going to continue doing a show, or we're going to just hop online and do a little live thing. We're not going to, I guess we won't record it because we're just going to talk to the chat room and whatever once a week until we figure out what the name's going to be, what the theme song's going to be, like what the, you know, segments are going to be, like all that. We get an RSS feed, all that good stuff. We're going to, you know, we're going to just do like a live thing. And so anyway, I told him, hey, I can't do it July 4th because tomorrow is Mark and Mize. Tomorrow is our air quotes anniversary. We're not married, but it sounds so juvenile, but it's the day we decided to be boyfriends. It was July 4th. And so that's our unofficial, I mean, that's our official unofficial anniversary, meaning it's not our marriage anniversary, but it's, you know, our anniversary of us getting together. And so we always travel, which this is another thing that's really weird. Mark and I always travel for anniversary. That is our thing. We love to travel. We've been to Hawaii. We've been to Alaska. We've been to Miami. We've been to Oregon. We've been to Montana, or well, no. Well, maybe we were, I don't remember, was it Montana or Wyoming? Anyway, we went to South Dakota, and then we went to Devil's Tower, which I think crosses two states or something. But anyway, we've been all over the place for our anniversaries, and because of COVID, we kept talking about it, and we were like, well, we could rent an RV, you know, but then Arkansas is on this hot spot list for COVID right now. And so some states have now, including Kansas, have now said, you know, if you're from Arkansas, you need to quarantine for 14 days. And apparently the police are pulling people over who have Arkansas license plates. Not that we would necessarily drive through Kansas, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know. It just seems like it's a bad idea to travel outside of our state while Arkansas is on naughty lists. We're not going to fly, and, you know, I mean, cruises are shut down. We're not going to, even we couldn't even get to a cruise because, again, we're not going to fly right now. And so it feels kind of weird because this is the first anniversary that we haven't traveled, and we're just, like, sitting around the house. And, you know, my parents invited us to, like, the family cabin, but the whole, oh my God, they're having like this big, huge family get together. And I'm like, Mom, we're not going to do that because COVID, you know, I mean, just because we're family doesn't mean that someone can't have it. And we're just not going to do that. We're not going to get together with a large group of people. And she's like, okay, fine. We'll miss you. You know, whatever. So I don't know, like tomorrow we're gonna order in a nice dinner. We're gonna watch Hamilton on Disney Plus at some point. And also we may drive over, there are fireworks going on nearby, and so we may drive over at 9:30 tomorrow night and watch the fireworks. But it'll really be the first time that we haven't been traveling, and it feels weird. And I didn't even, like, we're together all the time, so I didn't even get to, like, go somewhere and buy a card. So now I'm thinking, oh, well, I'm going to have to, like, print a card out, like some DIY card on the printer, because if I go somewhere, he's going to ask me where I'm going. And unless I just say, hey, I'm going to buy you an anniversary card, I need to go by myself. It's, you know, I mean, we're just at home all the time together, so, like, we never leave. And I could have ordered something online, but then when boxes come in, then you know how it is. You're like, hey, what'd you order? You know, and then you have to either lie or you have to be like, oh, that's your anniversary thing. And then, you know, and we never do gifts for each other. We always travel. Like we say, we're just going to put it towards traveling. And we just bought a house. So it's not like we have a bunch of money to put into, you know, gifts, because we've still got the electrician to pay. We've got a landscaper. He wants to buy office furniture for his office. And so there's all this money that we have to spend. And it wouldn't make sense for us to just buy some present for each other, you know? Because, I mean, the present's really the house and, like, all the furniture and all the stuff we're doing in the house. So I'm going to feel kind of weird because I'm not going to have anything for him. So I really need to, like, at least print out a card. I need to do something sweet. Got to figure out, like, what that is. But anyway, so today, we did both take the day off of work today. And we kind of hung around the house this morning. I watched The Good Fight, which is a spinoff of The Good Wife, but it's only on CBS All Access, which is their streaming service. And it's got a couple of the people from Good Wife came over to this show. And the main character was one of the characters, one of the lawyers on Good Wife. Christine Baranski, I think, is the actress's name. But anyway, regardless. So I had not watched that. Season 4 has been out for a while and I hadn't watched it. And so I started watching it last night when we went to bed. And when I woke up this morning, I started watching it again. And so I was like, oh, I hope you don't mind. I'm just going to watch some more episodes of this. And I watched that all the way up until like 1 PM on my cell phone while Mark was like watching random YouTube videos. And my parents brought their dog, their Cocker Spaniel, over because we're going to be keeping him while they're out of town. And then we had lunch. And I had made burgers last night. And so I'm trying to, like, you know, reduce the amount of fast food. I'm not saying that the food I'm cooking is completely healthy, but I'm saying I'm trying to reduce the amount of fast food that we're consuming because we just consume too much. You know, one step at a time. Okay, limit the number, you know, lower the number of fast food meals, start cooking at home more, and then slowly start making the stuff you're cooking at home a little bit more healthy. So, you know, I'm doing all of that. But anyway, so the meals are not incredibly healthy yet, but I'm slowly inching that way. Although they are turkey burgers, so I mean, that's better than ground beef, I suppose. So we had that last night, but I decided for lunch today, I'm like, well, let's go ahead and have the leftovers because the package of turkey made 4 patties. And so we had 2 patties left over in the fridge. And I'm like, hey, but we were out of buns. So this is the part that makes it really unhealthy because, again, it is a turkey burger. So it's not, you know, it wasn't incredibly unhealthy, but, but we're out of buns. And, so we had the bread that we had at home was those New York style Texas toast that come in the yellow box that you can get in the freezer section. And so what I did is I made 4 slices of that. I toasted 4 slices of that. And then for our buns, each of us used 2 slices of Texas toast. It tasted really tasty, but probably not healthy. So we had that for lunch, and then we took our showers and everything. And then Mark wanted to go look at furniture. And we found out you can't really find desks at regular furniture stores. I mean, you can, but they don't have a lot. We went to like four different furniture stores, and they had like maybe each one of them maybe had two desks, if that. A couple of them may have only had like one desk or no desks, some table that might pass for a desk. And so we finally went to Office Depot, but even them, they didn't have a huge selection, and the selection they had, most of them said out of stock. So we would have had to have ordered them. So I think he's going to end up having, but he really wanted to like find some stuff that he liked and see it in person so he could kind of get an idea of the size. And even though you can, you know, online, you can see the size, it's better to like picture it or like see it in person. And he really didn't see anything that he really loved at Office Depot. And so I think he felt like we didn't really achieve his goal. But we went to about every store we could think of that might have office furniture. And, you know, we just kind of struck out. And the last stop was Home Depot because I wanted to buy a lawnmower. I did not realize how expensive lawnmowers are. And I was like, you know, I'm sick of gas-powered lawnmowers. I want an electric lawnmower. I want one of those battery-powered lawnmowers. You know, now I figure, you know, they've probably battery-powered lawnmowers have been out for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, maybe more. I don't know. I figure, you know, they've got, and so I did all my research. I looked on the Wire Cutter, Consumer Reports. I looked on Popular Mechanics, had an article about it. Like, what's the best lawnmower in 2020? And Home Depot actually carries the lawnmower, the battery-powered lawnmower that's like considered the best one, push mower. I mean, we're not doing like a riding lawnmower. Our yard's not that big. Plus, we're going to be adding landscaping, so we're going to be reducing the amount of grass. That lawnmower was $500. But I was thinking, you know, to pay a service to do our lawn, it's probably going to be, back when we were doing it before, like 6 years ago, for a very small yard, it was like $30 a week. And I'm thinking it would be at least $50 a week, if not more, for the size lawn we've got now. So that'd be like $200 a month. So probably in this first mowing season, we'll have paid off that lawnmower. I hope. We also bought the trimmer that's also battery powered by the same company. So I'm charging the batteries now. I may try the trimmer later because I still need to trim. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend and a happy 4th of July, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.